Richard Freitag says the Democrats and Republicans only represent people on the far left and far right. He believes that 70% in the middle are left unrepresented.
I believe right now that both of the major political parties have gone to radical extremism in their political stance and their political viewpoint. We're basically talking about a turf war between two rival gangs, and the betterment of America and the citizens of America become an afterthought in that mess.
The Responsible Party platform has five planks. There'd be term limits for all state and federal lawmakers. Everyone would pay their fair share of taxes under a flat tax. All laws would have a sunset provision. And the party members would abolish the Electoral College and move to direct elections. Freitag is harsh when he refers to campaign financing as bribery, even though legally it's considered free speech. He claims it would not be an issue with term limits.
That would be a mandate to them to get something done in the given time that they had to serve. And then, if, as I say in my book, if they have a real big passion about continuing on in the political scene after their term is up, go home and run for dog catcher.
UW Eau Claire history professor Jim Oberle has studied many of the 50 third parties that have sprung up on the Wisconsin ballots over the last 150 years. He says the challenge for third parties is they have to compete in a system where the winner takes all. Coming in second doesn't matter.
Having three voices might be great, but boy, our system makes it very difficult for that third voice to emerge.
In fact, Oberle says the election turnout last November would suggest voters like the current system.
About 85% of the people who were registered actually showed up and voted. There had to be something to draw them to the polls.
But Richard Freitag says just like voters flocked to Ross Perot's Reform Party when it first started, he thinks frustrated people will gravitate to this new party. The only difference is Perot had more money than the Responsible Party people have.
We have none, and we're quite proud of that. This is definitely going to be a completely grassroots attempt. We have nothing other than a vision and a dream.
As to funds, Freitag says party members will only be allowed to take anonymous donations. That way, he says, there'll be no question of someone trying to influence votes. But as Professor Oberle points out, some of the party's platforms need a little more work and clarity, since some of the ideas would violate the Constitution. Mary Jo Wagner, Wisconsin Public Radio.